Oh my God. Well, yeah, we have so many issues right now. All right. Pause.
I love the big words you're using there.
God damn you, Cobra Kai loving motherfucker. And we're live, Ranksers, back and better than ever, Friday, January 28th, 2022, falling down the rankings, three-fourths of the greatest alternative punk rock, heavy metal, grunge band of the graduating class of Bellevue High School 2003, or no,
four.
We graduated four. In 2004, sorry,
whoops. We started in 03.
Yeah, we started in 03. Washkers with a hole in his chest, Jim, doing a complete 180 on his favorite bands, and yes. Everybody's favorite idiot, Joe, here. We're ready to roll.
Oh, this is good already.
We got a big night.
Yes.
It's snowing. We're not getting the big storm. We're always talking about snowing. We're in the frozen tundra. We've got a Diamond Dave in one sense, kind of, but we're not going to have it in the way that you want it. It's the Diamond Dave you deserve, but not necessarily
it's
the
our
one you
first
want.
Diamond Dave of beers. We're all drinking.
I know. Finally.
Let's just say, we're all drinking Coors.
I got the Coors Original. You guys got the Coors Light. Still Coors Brewing Company.
For any of you guys listening to the pre-show, which would consist of our significant others hearing us screaming at our respective houses, Washkush claimed that Coors Original is the man beer of the three. I'm just going to say there's no such thing as a man beer when it comes to Coors. It's all piss water.
No.
Glorious, delicious piss water.
Delicious.
Well, you got the Coors Original, that's the full flavor. You got Coors Light, that's piss water. You got Keystone Light, which is just diluted piss water.
Listen, there's
that's
a time,
so good though.
And then you have Blue Moon, who was made by Coors. Yeah, it's called In the Woods when you're 16.
It's called In the Woods when you're 16. Yeah, Jesus Christ, we are syncing up all over the place. When you're 16 and you're in the woods and you lied to your parents to tell them that you're sleeping over.
Or you're
house.
19 at college, and you know it was
I'm
either.
Tell you what, I like.
I always
like
prefer the Lion Set over the Keystone.
Like 2000, the summer of 2007, I at my cousin Bob's house, we had like a rager, or maybe yeah, because it was when he or no 2008 when he turned 21, I was drinking Keystone Ice.
Oof.
That is the
oh
devil.
Oh my God!
That is disgusting.
Oh,
that's the devil.
That's the one that's.
I'll tell you what. Too,
the 90s were great for ice beers.
Ooh, yeah,
when
yeah.
It
like
comes
yeah,
to
Bud Ice, Labatt Ice, High
when
Life
it comes
Ice.
To my father, Grande Jose, I literally take everything he says. He knows what he's talking about, except when he tells me that he went to Joe Beer Man and he got the case of fucking Keystone Light because it was on sale, and just like you fucked up. Yeah.
Come on, Grande.
Oh, man.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Keystone Light makes Milwaukee's best look like Dos Equis.
Yeah, well, Milwaukee's best is actually not that bad. Jim, you might remember the last time two of us consumed Milwaukee's best.
Oh, I remember.
I vaguely remember. Falling through a dining room table that, the coffee table, that yes. I somehow, it was a glass top and I did not break it. How?
No.
I don't know, but.
I don't know.
That night is very fuzzy for me.
That was the night where we Big Daddy'd the carpet because every time somebody threw up, we just put newspaper over it and left it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that night. Oh, yeah.
How we didn't lose our security deposit, I don't know.
Or our lives, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because,
you know,
you're lucky going through a glass coffee table, dude. You could have got your femoral artery fucking cut.
The glass didn't even break.
No.
It just flipped up. I'm like,
you know what it was? It was the concaveness of his chest when it hit the glass. It created some sort of vortex that pushed the glass aside or something.
It's a metaphor for life. Just saying that average guys like us just can never break through that motherfucking glass ceiling.
Oh my God! Nope. There you go.
We can't break on through to the other side.
Jim.
That's my number five.
Jim, before you have a glorious fucking eruption of ecstasy here, tell everybody what we're doing.
Tonight we're doing my number one band of all time. I'm glad you guys joined me on this ride. We're doing the Pixies.
I'd like to just say that
Jim has been listening to this band for about 3 weeks.
Yes,
I would just
correct,
like to say that
correct.
If somebody asked Jim right now in 2022 who his top 10 favorite bands are, I'm happy that through this I've presented him with Ghost, Mastodon, the Deftones, now the Pixies. Washkush gave him Iron Maiden. 50%
Van Halen
of his bands,
and Aerosmith.
Correctamundo.
And Van Halen, 70% of his favorite bands at this moment in life are due to falling down the rankings. So if that doesn't tell you that we're doing the Lord's work, I fucking don't know what does. Amen.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. That's about it. It's been the greatest ride of my life so far. And I, you know,
Jim doesn't want to change his favorite bands, but he hit that red button, and you know what happens when you hit that red button.
You
consented. You consented to having your top 10 favorite bands changed.
Let's just... I had to sit down this week, and I had to have the worst breakup of my life, and I had to say goodbye to Axl. I mean, I'm sorry. Axl
like
is
Stephanie
replaced
Seymour
by...
over there.
He's replaced by Frank.
Speaking of Axl...
Frank's the new Axl.
Tell the rest of the world, or the world, of what else we're doing
as
our bonus.
Whoa, wait. Wow.
Axl may show up on the list, you don't know.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Jesus Christ, I'm sure he will. Axl Rose is the Tom Brady of rock stars to Oshkosh over here. I get it.
No, I can't agree.
Or can't argue that. Anyway, our bonus, well, not our bonus, Hughes' bonus, because he's cleaning up the year with us here, is top 10 rock stars you hate? Is that what we're doing?
Annoying top 10 annoying. I think that I should have phrased it like that. Top 10 fucking annoying fucking rock stars. And you can thank Blabber.
Wait, Hughes, we have a special guest.
What happened?
Wait. We have a special guest on the podcast. Bring her on.
Oh, she's gone.
She's ranted. I want to hear something. Oh my God. Watch Kush is pissing himself laughing. Oh, we got to rewind and get that tape going again.
I missed the whole thing.
Oh God, Ashley came down to drop off her glass of wine and her pizza plate. And she's like, "You better clean up that motherfucking living room or I'll kick your fucking ass tomorrow morning."
Oh man.
The kid left the living room a mess, which obviously I'm not going to leave it a fucking mess, but yeah.
You know. I'll tell you what. Do you know how I handle it when my kids make a mess? I don't have kids.
You clean the litter box?
Yeah. That's true. When Franklin, the skeleton at the piano, when he leaves cigarette butts around, I have to clean them up after him.
Oh, my God.
All right.
So, all right, I don't even know.
Washkush, if you're wearing a Cobra Kai shirt, I quit. What's your shirt?
The greatest slasher of all time, Camp Crystal Lake.
Nice. Wow. Love it. Jim, shirt.
How about a little Prince, Purple Rain?
Ooh, nice.
Something different.
All right, I got the best fucking video game of all time.
Raiden.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Raiden, Goro?
Is that Goro?
Is somebody on
Raiden, Sub-Zero, and Goro.
You got him, Goro.
Nice. My sister for Christmas.
Prince
Love
Goro.
It.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude's got arms for days. He can do a lot of... he can multitask very well.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Whoa.
So I think all that right. We should just fucking get to Oof. It.
We got to get into this. We got a lot of songs.
Well, we
got to
get an order. So
a lot of songs.
You won last week. Give me a range.
Pixie's got 7 albums. We do 7. 1 through 7.
That's a good idea. Love it.
Since you won, Costanza 7?
7.
Oof.
Jump.
Wow. Pixie's my favorite band of all time. Number 1. Got to go with 1.
Shit.
That is number 1.
I guess I'll kind of go number 3.
There you go. Yeah, I like that.
Alexa, give me a number between 1 and 7.
Here's a number between 1 and 7. It's 5.
5.
That would put...
Alexa is pleading the 5th.
Oh,
okay.
That would make me the winner.
Okay.
Alexa, shut up.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea where I stand with Pixies. They're not my favorite band.
No, number 1.
I enjoyed them, but I didn't love them. I didn't hate them.
Listen, I've been listening to the Pixies for such a long time. Anything you guys need, I can fill you in. You're going first. Wow.
Hughes is going second.
Oh,
I like it.
And Jim is going last.
All right.
Wow, I never finished last. This is new for me. I like this.
Alright, so...
Gross. Alright. You alright?
Cool.
We ready?
Ready,
ready.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
ready to
We're
do
doing
this?
Rock stars.
Ready
10 to
do
6.
This.
Rock stars.
Top 10 most hated musicians.
10 through 6.
10
most
through 6.
Annoying.
hate it, most annoyed, hated. Whatever.
Annoying,
most hated, most annoying. Well, they're all whatever it is. Here. I'm not a fucking linguistic person. Come on now. Whatever.
All right. My number 10, didn't hate him back in the day,
ooh,
but now I can't stand him.
Don't fucking say it.
Vince Neil.
Ooh.
Whoa, oh, shit.
Wow. Big Mac, 103.
Big Mac, 103.
Numero 90.
Wow, wow, wow.
One of my favorite bands of all time, but he's a little bitch. Lars Ulrich.
I knew that was coming.
Ooh.
Knew it was oh coming.
God.
Hate it.
Jesus Christ.
Number 8, Kid Rock.
Oh.
Write one of your own goddamn songs.
Okay.
Your first album was great, but after
he's
that...
He's just a cowboy.
Yeah, he's a cowboy. That was off his first album. Or whatever, the... The Red Light album, I can't remember the name of it.
Devil Without a Cause.
He's I knew it was Devil. Platinum. He's going to paint his wife white.
Oh, God. No, he's going to paint the town. Oh, I don't know what he's going to paint.
He's going to paint the town red and paint his, paint his wife white.
I told you, when I was in Nashville, I walked past the Kid Rock bar. We just walked past. We ended up with fucking chlamydia.
Chlamydia. It's a nice name. Oh, I'd like God. To name my daughter that.
Oh, my God.
Disgusting. Taking place right. Still for weeks.
Number 7, I can't stand this fucking band, and he's the voice of it, David Draymond from Disturbed.
Ooh.
Like it.
That's a good one.
And apologies in advance, Jim. Number 6.
You did it.
Axl Rose.
Okay, I'm not going to argue.
He's
I'm not going to argue
that. He's an asshole.
He's an asshole. Most geniuses are.
Usually, okay. Yeah, usually they are. But.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. All okay.
Right. He was did apologies in advance for my number 5.
Oh, ooh, God.
I got a lot. I kind of have a lot of apologies, but I don't know. All right, number 10. I fucking love guitar players. I love fucking instrumental guitar albums. Fuck Yngwie Malmsteen.
Oh, I 1,000% agree with that.
Well done.
Fuck that guy
well
and that
done.
Neoclassical bullshit. Number
he's
9.
He's a one-trick pony.
Number 9.
Yeah.
Never in the history of the world has one person had two good songs and fucking melt it and found their way to keep relevant, take my favorite actor, put him in a band, be in one of my favorite movies. Fucking Alice Cooper, fuck him. Hate him.
Ooh.
Oof.
I number can't 8. Argue that either. I don't get him, but I get it. Okay, all right.
Number 8, Jim, I'm sorry, fuck Bruce. Hate the boss.
Oh
can't stand
my God.
Him. Pretentious son of a bitch. I can't
Jesus.
Stand
Jesus.
I'm neutral
okay.
on the boss.
Number oof. 7, God damn it. If I go the rest of my life without ever having to hear Skid Row again, I'd be a, it'd be too soon. Fuck Sebastian Bach.
That one hurts.
I love it. I love it.
That one hurts. No, no, I got a problem. Now I'm not neutral anymore. Now we have an issue. Oh,
and,
God.
I fucking love them, but shit. I'm sick of listening to this fucking guy pontificate like a fucking asshole constantly. Gene Simmons, God damn it, shut up.
I love the big
ooh.
Words you're using there. If we're going to 20, God. Gene Simmons absolutely would have been on my list.
Jesus Christ.
He's the god of thunder or whatever, but like, I don't know.
Oh, that's Thor.
Wow.
Oh, yeah,
okay. Number 10.
Jim's
Washkush.
Childhood.
I'm with
is
you
crushed.
On this one. No, we're good. We're good. Number 10, Kid Rock. Can't stand the guy. Can't stand the guy. Can't stand you.
I
number
do appreciate
nine.
That, you know, at his concerts, he's like, I want beers to be $5.
Yeah, fuck, I don't give a shit.
But it's fucking
fuck
Bush. Like,
yeah, no, he
yeah,
can take
like,
his Bush
like,
and
like,
shove it up his ass.
Serve good beer, at least.
Yeah,
yeah I'd rather drink Grandma's peach tea yeah. over Bush. I don't know what that
number
means.
Number 9.
No, I know what it means.
Gentlemen, I apologize. I can't stand Dio. I hate his voice. I hate
he
the horns. I hate the hair. I hate it.
I
can't do it.
Oh,
number 8.
I hate all 5 feet 3 inches
listen,
of Dio.
I owe Washkush's father so much in my life, and I'm so sorry to do this, but number 8, Eric Clapton. I can't stand Eric Clapton.
God damn it.
And
man.
I've read so much thinking. Stuff about him, and I just can't stand the guy. Number 7, this piece of shit is only famous because Andy Wood died. I hate Eddie Vedder. I can't do it. Eddie Vedder, I can't do it.
He was my number 11.
Number 6, Hughes, you and me, Eskimo Brothers. I put Paul and Gene from Kiss.
That's
I can't
good enough.
Fucking stand it. Because the two of them are just little bitches that just go back and forth on
yep.
Blabbermouth.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't stand yeah. the both of them.
Did you see how Paul was so upset that Gene sang God of Thunder?
Because he
sang
God of Thunder.
It.
Like, what the fuck? Shut
Paul
up.
Paul Stanley just turned 70. The guy hasn't been able to fucking sing since 1999.
Right. And you guys have how much
fucking,
money?
Yeah,
right.
The guy
how much
been able
money
to
have
sing
you
since
made?
99. They won't
exactly.
let fucking Ace be in the band.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
what
here.
The fuck? Oh,
space
my God.
Ace.
And I love Kiss. I had a Kiss shirt on earlier.
I get it. Yeah. I love Kiss. I love Kiss. I just can't stand that backdoor shit.
It.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hey, now.
Separate the man from the music.
I usually do. That's why I love Michael Jackson.
Number 5. Hughes, I'm sorry in advance. I used to like the guy, but now recently he's just a giant fucking pain in the ass. I can't stand him anymore. Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Ooh.
I kind of, wow. You know what? The Chili Peppers fucking could be annoying. Did you hear they released the tease of a new song today? It's pretty good. Yeah. Sounds exactly like you'd expect if Frusciante's in the band.
Oh, okay. I forgot Frusciante's in the band. All right, so I'll give it a shot at least. If it was the new guy...
I'll get the fuck out of here. I'll give it a shot. I'll listen to the fucking Blaze albums while I'm fucking watching a Dio fucking concert, but I'll give it a shot without Frusciante.
I forgot that Frusciante was in the band.
God damn you, Cobra Kai loving motherfucker. That's bullshit.
Oh, this is good.
Wax this off.
Oh, here we go.
No. We're Eagle Fang over here.
Oh my god.
I'm only joking.
We're this Eagle Fang. Me and Jim are Eagle Fang.
Yeah, I know you're Eagle Fang. Whatever. Hey, Eagle I didn't show Fang. You guys this. So my dad, it was my birthday a couple weeks ago. My dad gave me like whatever. My dad went to AJ's Club Soda. You guys know that place?
I'm familiar.
And he was there and he saw something. He's like, and he told the bartender, he's like, my son would fucking love these. Could I just have them? And they're like, sure. Metallica fucking beer coaster.
Holy shit.
Ooh.
Oh, it's from Stone. God. They had a beer with Stone.
Yeah, it's the Enter Night Pilsner.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
That's a nice grab.
Yeah, it's great. I'm not using them as beer coasters. I just have them, but they're kind of beat up.
Well, I'd keep the one that's the best shape, and then I'd just use the other one.
I may. Wow. That's why
use it during ranks. Use it for your beer during the ranks.
Maybe. That's why Grande Jose is the best. Fucking
like the bucket awesome, challenge man. Is literally like the bucket I keep all my fucking shit in. Like the recorder and my pens and other shit. And
yeah, fuck shit. All right, number five. Kid Rock.
Nice.
Kid Rock.
So he's the number one hated musician so far.
Yeah.
I hope we all have the same number one. I don't think
we might.
I know we do. No way.
I hope number he's five. In at least the top three.
I'm sorry, Hughes. I can't help it. Number five for me is Lars. I can't. I'm
Jim,
sorry.
Come the fuck.
I hate Lars.
Lars was at about 5'6". I dropped him down.
Oh, God. I just.
I love Lars. Lars is the fucking architect of Metallica.
Yeah, but he's.
I can't argue it. I can't argue anything.
He's a little bitch. He's kind of starting to redeem himself. He's just not caring anymore. He's like, ah, fuck it. Whatever. Yeah. I don't care anymore.
He's 100 years old. All right.
Yeah. You know. He's a fucking millionaire, fine. So.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. All right. Number four.
Number four. I fucking hate the band. I can't stand them. Boy. They're overrated. But this is the worst of the four. Ringo fucking Starr.
Ooh, you went Ringo. Jesus.
Ringo knows two notes. Ooh. Ringo, they had to sing songs for dummies. They had to write songs for dummies.
I fucking hate
him. Oh, my God.
What about Shining Time Station?
I brought that up the other day, but George Carlson was better.
George is the best Beatle. Yeah.
George is definitely the best Beatle.
And his solo stuff is absolutely the best.
Yeah, All Things Must Pass. George, Paul, John, Ringo.
Okay.
Agreed.
Because Paul's pretty good. I mean, like, I don't love McCartney, but, Paul George. Like,
he's got some catchy stuff.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Like, his solo and with Wings, like, you know.
Yeah, and
Wings
Paul's
is great.
Fucking,
I love Wings.
He's a fantastic bass player.
It's very
that's
listenable.
Thing, like, those Beatles.
Oh, yeah, Wings.
I don't, Wings, I'm always,
but Ringo
like
absolutely
Ringo
does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame solo. He 100% does as a Beatle. But his solo shit is
goddamn you, don't even get going on this. If you're not going to put Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame, but you're going to put fucking Ringo Starr.
Here we go.
And
I agree. And I agree. I agree. I agree. I agree. I agree.
Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds were allegedly using performance enhancing.
Right.
Poppy got in and tested fucking positive.
I know. And you know what?
What the fuck is that bullshit?
As a lifelong Yankees fan, I fucking love Poppy and I love Manny and I love Pedro. I love all those guys from that idiot Red Sox team. Like they call themselves the idiots, those Red Sox teams. But god damn it, man, like, fucking Bonds and Clemens were Hall of Famers before they even got into that kind of stuff. And I get it, and I understand it, but it's like, once the boomer generation fucking moves out and guys more our age are fucking voting, like A-Rod. A-Rod only got 34% of the votes. He will get in because he's changing his persona because he's on Sunday Night Baseball and stuff, and he's like, people are forgetting that he was even a fucking player.
Right.
Like, Barry Bonds, I saw someone made us this. Made a stat where if you take every single home run he had, all
62,
whatever it was, and you turn them into outs, his on-base percentage is still higher than Poppy's.
Dude, it is. And he's the all-time
leader
in home runs, single-season home runs,
intentional
walks, all-time walks, intentional. Watch, because one of the craziest things that I ever heard came from your father. He told me when we were talking about baseball at your house, and your dad said, what's crazy about Bonds is that in a season, you would average about 500 at-bats. Bonds has over 500 intentional walks in his career. Like, an entire season worth of at-bats have been intentional walks.
500 at-bats in a season? Really?
Yeah, 500 at-bats. Because walks don't count as at-bats. So, like...
Okay, I just see, feel like that's a high number for at-bats. But 162 games, you bat three times a game, you know, okay, that makes sense, so...
It adds up.
Yeah.
It adds up.
Yeah.
But because, I asked my dad, anyway, he's been a lifelong Giants fan since he was like,
I know he is.
10 years old. Like, Willie Mays was his absolute idol.
Well, of course, because he's of that generation.
I asked him, how do you feel? Do you think Bonds should make the Hall of Fame? He's just like, I don't like what he did, but he still did it. He still did it. He still hit the home runs. It's not like...
Right, exactly.
Like, it's not an easy feat to hit a fucking home run in Major League Baseball.
I have more of a problem with Mark McGwire than I do with Barry Bonds. But here's the thing. Your dad is a Giants fan? Your dad's had a pretty good fucking run. 10, 12, and 14. They won 3 World Series in 5 years. Like, and they were in the 2002 World Series, so they had 4 World Series in the last 20 years. Won 3 of them. That's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, and they were... I know my dad really wanted to go to one of the games, but it just financially wasn't there at the point. Now he would have, like, fucking remortgaged the house to go see one.
Totally.
Because
I don't even know who they played. They played the it's like they were playing somebody around here, but the one World Series was the Rangers. I think the one was Kansas City, maybe?
I think it was Rangers, Kansas City, and...
Might have been the Rangers twice.
St. Louis, maybe?
No, they're in the same they're in the same conference. It wouldn't be, because they're both in the NL. Hold on.
I don't know.
You figure it out.
Ask the Google.
Right, we're on number 4, Jim. Hughes, number 4.
Hughes is up on number 4.
Dude, Billy Corgan, fuck him.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I remember seeing an interview with him where he stormed off his performance like for solo shit because people kept chanting like Smashing Pumpkins shit because his solo stuff sucks. Like he's like, I'm not playing it.
Yo, just so you know, it was the Royals, the Tigers, and the Rangers.
Oh, like Rangers, Tigers, so Royals. It wasn't anything east of the Mississippi, so.
It's not like if they were playing the Yankees or if they're playing, even if they were playing like Boston or something.
Like my dad's goal is to, COVID kind of fucked this up, but he wanted to go to every single park except for the Dodgers.
I would fucking love to do that. I don't even like baseball like I used to. God. Like I'm really like a very passive baseball fan, but I would love to take like a summer and go see a game.
I love a ballpark. I love the ballpark.
Giant Stadium is
one of the best stadiums I've ever been in.
It's so nice.
You've been there, really?
Yeah, I went out to San Francisco back in 2016. And
Shit, that's awesome.
And I said to him, like, I want to get one picture. I want to go up to the very top, like the highest seat row possible, and I want to take a picture of the field and everything like that, and I did. It was fucking cool as hell.
I was awesome.
You gotta get the garlic fries when you go there, though. It's an absolute must.
Really? I've been at Yankee Stadium a bunch, but the best time, I was at the old Yankee Stadium, at the new Yankee Stadium. The best event I ever saw at the new at any fucking Yankee Stadium, but the new one, the Big Four, September of 2011.
Whoo, that's awesome.
When you had your Anthrax shirt on, you're pumping to,
God damn.
Indians and
the best of the Big Four.
I'm the Man and Skeletons Cotton in the Closet. Cotton Amash. Another baseball stadium I would love to go see a game at. I have no allegiance to baseball, but I follow the Giants because of my father. I'd love to go to Wrigley Field and just see a game there. Just the history of it all.
Yeah, of course. Makes sense.
I walked past Fenway. And that was pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Oh, there you go.
I was up on a beer excursion up in Vermont, and the one place we went to, it was like 2 blocks away from Fenway, and there was a game going on.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't leave my house.
So
I would like to go to Fenway. I would like to go to Pittsburgh, where the Pirates play. I'd like to go to Pittsburgh. I'd like to go to all of them.
San Diego is a beautiful stadium.
Oh, I'd love to.
I got a new beer. I'm
sweating. Whale's vagina.
Yeah. What's the new beer?
New beer is stepping away from the Coors Original.
Looks like a seltzer.
It's not a seltzer. It's New Trail Brewing, the Icicle Hazy IPA, 7% alcohol by volume.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Rock and roll.
All right.
Oh, my.
It's a little bitter bite at the end. But.
Jim, number 4.
Number 4, the Red Rocker.
What?
I fucking hate Sammy Hagar.
All right.
Jim, you love fucking Van Halen.
I love Van Halen.
And Poundcake is your favorite Van Halen song, and that's, isn't that him?
Yes, it is. But still, you separate the man from the music. You said it yourself. I can't stand Sammy Hagar.
You're using my own words against me, and I agree with you.
I just,
Sammy Hagar, they just announced The Circle, him and Mike Lanthan.
Jim, we're just humans being.
I hate it.
That's Washkosh,
God damn
you.
Jesus
look at that. He's Washkosh just dropped.
Look at him
coming
pulling
in
that
from
shit
German
out.
Pennsylvania. Washkosh dropping bombs.
Good lord. All right.
Washkosh, number three.
Number three is Aaron Lewis of Stained.
Oh.
Fuck. Oh, my God.
I slept on that one, and I wish
slept
I did
on him, too.
I wish I could make a change.
Fucking rants.
Oh, he is a piece of shit.
Oh, man.
I hate that dude.
Like,
I
don't care about political allegiance.
Fuck.
I just can't fucking stand him.
Just fuck.
I don't care about political nonsense. You know what I can't... What I think is dumb as fuck is...
My Javel.
They got, like... That's literally their best song that sucks. Like, every other song
sucks. It's been a while. Since I've seen candles light your face.
You know what?
Jim, you sound like
being,
Ray Romano.
So, I remember being 16. I remember being like 16 years old.
That's my Aaron Lewis impression.
Oh, man. I remember being 16 years old watching MTV late at night, hanging out of my bedroom window while my parents were in the room next to me smoking cigarettes, hoping that they weren't going to smell it. And seeing that video for It's Been a While and Aaron Lewis is smoking the Newports and stuff, I was like, man, there was a... There was a moment where I said, man, Aaron Lewis, what a fucking cool guy. I can't believe a version of me ever fucking said that. That guy sucks.
Yeah, when you're young and stupid, you think dumb things.
Yeah.
You know. And he only got famous because of Fred Durst, so just
yeah,
be, let's
do,
be
let's
good
not, don't
of,
even get me
know,
going.
Family
I
values. But anyway, yeah. I love Fred. That was a momentary lapse
my number
of judgment because of Korn. Number three.
Yeah. My number three. Eddie Vedder.
Fearless.
Telling all of Pixie songs on a Friday night.
Memories. Hugging again. Picking on the boy.
Swishing up his beers every five.
Yeah. Eddie Vedder was absolutely 11 for me. I can't fucking stand him. I hate Pearl Jam.
Oh my God.
Yo, wow. Jim, yes. Which is favorite band from the Guns N' Roses to the Pixies? Yeah.
My number two.
I didn't get my number three yet.
Jim's number fucker. Three.
Calm down, coconuts. Listen, number
go
three.
Go fuck yourself.
Calm down, coconuts.
All right. Go fuck yourself. I've been listening to the band for 3 weeks. It's my favorite band of all time now.
Hey, well, I can't help it, man. I'm growing up, all right? I'm becoming a man.
No, just remember
anyway,
that.
I would say this is growing up, because if you say this is growing up, the same
the next band that we do that Jim's not very familiar
to
with,
me.
He's going to be like, this is the greatest band of all time.
Oh, yeah,
no,
311 is my new
Washkosh,
number one band.
Washkosh, and Jim's
I've never
band,
did number
he
one.
Has, he's never, like,
never
he loved
did
Mastodon
one.
And Ghost and Maiden and the Deftones, but he's never been like this. I thought he was fucking doing, I thought he
I
was
wasn't trolling.
Mastodon, he has said, he's like, oh, this is pushing for top favorite band of all time right now.
It is. It pushed, but it didn't get there.
Dude.
Hushed and Grim did not quite put me over the edge there. Now, the new Ghost album, these first three songs, they're tickling me.
I literally
Ghost might become number two. I'm just, you know.
This morning when I woke up, I'm not even up for 10 seconds and Call Me Little, or whatever it is, Call Me Little Sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Call me little
stuck
Sunshine.
Stuck in my head. It was stuck in my head as soon as I woke up.
Good.
It takes a couple listens. It wasn't as like Hunter's Moon, where it was like, boom. Like, it was like, all right, yeah, mm-hmm. right off the bat, this song is awesome.
Dude, but, one of my best buddies, Mike and I at work, we were fucking listening to Call Me Little Sunshine, because he's like a huge, he's not like a massive Ghost fan. But he likes, like, fucking Dance Macabre and Square Hammer and stuff, and we were fucking listening to it, and he's like, all right, I could do this. I could live with this.
It's,
I was like, fuck yeah, you can live with
it's
this.
It's a slow, dirty riff. I love it.
Yes. It's like,
but you know what's good about Call Me Little Sunshine? Whew. Like, it's got the keyboard swooshes, and it's got those mm-hmm. multi-tracked vocals that, like, you heard a lot, like, on Infestacium mm-hmm. and Meloria.
Correct.
So, I like it.
We'll see
what
happens.
They're playing in Hershey next week. I wanted to go.
With
Volbeat. I'd rather
get eaten by a Volbeat
once.
Than
yeah.
I hate Volbeat.
I saw Volbeat once. They opened for Metallica. They were terrible.
I don't know the radio terrible. Stuff that I've heard trash. By them. I you know didn't hate it, but I also was just like wasn't
trash.
Like this
well,
is
that's
awesome.
Interesting. Trash. I will say that too, Wash, because there's a honestly and like this is weird. There's a bunch of Volbeat songs that like I hear on the radio and like I don't really mind them, But I have kind of done a little bit of a deep dive on the old Spotify.
I tried, and it doesn't work. They remind me of Theory of a Dead Man meets Five Finger Death Punch, and
speaking of Spotify, did you see how Neil Young said, either take Joe Rogan off of Spotify, or you take me off of Spotify? I said, okay, see you, Neil.
Peace out. Bounce. See you later, Neil. Bye-bye.
Joe Rogan may have his own opinions, but I will tell you,
Joe Rogan gets listeners.
He gets listeners, mm-hmm. and his podcast is great. I don't care, like, political opinions aside, because, like, I'm, like, the most liberal person in the world, but still love Rogan. I don't care. But, like, I've so many good fucking authors and stuff, outside of, like, when Palahniuk and, like, Rob Zombie and fucking Hetfield and Corgan and all these guys are on there doing awesome shit. So much good stuff on there. So much good fucking conspiracy stuff. It's great.
You know what else is good?
It's lots of.
Hughes is
number three. My number three.
Yeah.
I'm ruining the Diamond Dave. I don't give a fuck. Number three, Corey fucking Taylor.
Diamond Dave isn't ruined yet.
No? Good. I fucking can't.
Corey Taylor's not even on my list.
Definitely not ruined.
I can't. Good. Yeah. Oh, he should
Corey's
be on
not even on my list. I fucking love Corey Taylor.
Oh, my God.
He's not on my list.
That's it. All right. I'm going on Blabbermouth. I'm going to ask Corey.
No, Diamond Dave is still alive.
Only one of us named him.
Actually, I think we're going to be dying on Meatloaf. Me and Hughes might sync up here.
No, I fucked up then. I fucked up big time somewhere.
We might.
I don't know.
I fucked up. Now I'm nervous. I thought Corey would. Oh, shit. No. All right, what's your number two?
My number two.
Now I'm nervous.
This guy, he just lives off this one fucking song. Like, the band had some better songs, but he just loves this one fucking song, and anytime he could potentially get a chance to sing it, he would. He would love to sing The Youth Gone Wild, Sebastian fucking Bach.
What's
with the hate on Sebastian?
Because
Jesus
he's a poor
Christ.
Man's Vince Neil.
Oh, fuck
he's
off.
A skinny
oh
man's
God.
Vince
right.
Neil.
Oh, my God. Well, yes. We have so many issues right now. All right. Pause, because I got some shit to say that's going to be cut out soon. You can shit on Axl. All right? You can shit on
Axl. Axl's an asshole. I love Axl. I'm not
You
shit
can't touch
Axl.
Oh, my God. I apologize,
it's Sebastian.
All
he ever wants to do is sing Youth Gone Wild. And,
God.
I love Slave to the
God.
Grind, but, like, the thing is...
Oh, my God. And all Bruce Dickinson wants to do is fly...
I hate Skid Row.
He just wants
Skid
to fly
sucks.
A fucking airplane. I can't
Skid
do this
sucks.
Anymore.
Sebastian
I can't
Bach
do this
sucks.
Anymore.
Yo, I don't want to, like... I don't want to insult... I don't want to insult fucking Skid Row, because they're probably playing at Goodfellas and Scranton right now. But, like...
But,
it's no longer
Goodfellas.
I forget what it is. They changed their name now.
Watch this. Remember we used to order the Goodfellas pizza?
Oh, you mean cardboard with cheese?
Wow.
Yeah, hey, whatever. Wow. All right. My
down.
Number two?
I'm so fucking
or you could say it's my uno, dos, tres, catorce.
Bono. Ooh, nice.
Fuck you two and
wow.
fuck Bono.
Fuck you two.
Fuck you two.
Even Bono said he's embarrassed of hearing old fucking U2 songs because of the way he sounds.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh
welcome
God.
To the club, you
Yeah,
want.
We're embarrassed of hearing new U2 songs as well because they still sound like shit.
Yeah. It's like Sunday Bloody Sunday. That's what I called,
We're just going to stop it at that. Jim, you're number two.
My number two. Kista, my heart. Big Mac, 103.
Vince Neil. Now, or did you always hate him?
Dude, all of it. Even watching the dirt.
Killed that guy.
And even watching old... yeah, he killed Razzle. Fucking bastard.
I gotta tell you what, the world was really... What a loss for the world not having the fucking drummer from Hanoi Rocks.
Look at this fucking guy. He fucking drinks 3 Coors Lights and he's shitting on hair metal. We have a problem, Hughes.
Ooh.
This is it, man. We have a problem.
Put those gloves on.
I'm gonna tell you, I'll be honest. Hair metal
I was gonna
is...
be neutral tonight and you guys are fucking fucking with me now, man.
I'm sorry. I love fucking Cinderella, but like hair metal is not... And I like Rat also enough, but like hair
okay,
metal is not my
alright, alright.
I all like right, Rat, Motley right. Crue, and...
Motley Crue, I think, is more just like a hard rock. I don't know if they're hair metal.
They dressed the part, though. They were the heaviest of the hair metal.
Yeah, they were the heaviest.
Like, Motley Crue and Skid Row were
on saying they were like the... But you know what, though? It's also like saying they were like the coolest of the kids wearing the dead man's boots. Like, it's not like a fucking...
I do love the one quote from James Hetfield where they're... I guess they're touring together or something like that. And they're like, they saw Motley Crue... They thought they were a bunch of hookers, and they got a little closer, and like, oh, shit, that's Motley Crue.
It's dudes.
Like, Lars, so let me you guys are shitting all over Lars, and Lars is talking about how fucking, like, Nikki can't fucking chase him down, because he's got, like, the whatever. All
right, so Rat, is to hair metal what Pixies is to alt. That's what I'm going to say. Rat is the originator, and they get that's no credit enough, for it.
Right? Yo, I've had so many fucking guitars. I only have a couple
guitars. How do we switch to guitars from hair metal?
Because I kind of regret that I didn't keep that Nikki Sixx Blackbird, the fucking bass that I had. Because because I bought it for like $160 and sold it for like $350. I made a huge... I was doing a little guitar fucking swapping for a while. I only bought it for the profit, but I played like the shit out of it for like 6 months and then sold it.
All right, my number one.
Number one.
Wash Kush, let's line up here.
I hope we do, but if we don't, I know you're going to 100% agree with me here.
I'll agree, yeah.
All right, this piece of shit, every time this man speaks, it's just... It's diarrhea coming out of his mouth.
Yes! Come on!
Fucking Uncle Ted.
Yes! Fuck Ted Nugent!
Oh, you did!
Fuck him! Yes!
He was Meatloaf?
Yes! Ted Nugent! Fuck him!
Well done, guys. Well fucking done.
Jim, come
on. Diamond Dave?
Wow. Diamond Dave?
I do not... No, we do not have a Diamond Dave, but I respect the fuck out of that.
Fuck Ted
Nugent. I just
hate
that guy. I hate that guy so much I don't even hear him. My number one is going to make you guys shit your pants. This is out of left field. I'm a new man. Jimmy's
don't
a new
it.
Man.
You say it.
I said Jimmy. So Jimmy's a new man, okay? I'm a new man. Number one, most annoying, can't stand this guy, and I hate to say it, but I have to be honest, I can't stand Springsteen anymore. I can't stand it.
Jimmy's
I hate his
a new
voice.
Man.
I hate the tone.
Christ.
Everything he does is so fucking political. Here's a new album. Here's my country roads, and we're going to save the country. No, we're not.
I'm a big Barack fan, but like he's doing a podcast with Barack. Like, come the fuck out.
Yeah. Bruce, I'm sorry, Bruce. I love you. The boss, I love you. No, I can't do it.
Separate the man from the music. I like his music. I fucking can't stand him. So he'd probably be in the top 15.
Right. So, no, here's Bruce Springsteen tries to convince you that he's like you, but he's worth $500 million fucking dollars. You're not like me, bro. You're not like me. We're different, you know?
You're like me.
We're good.
Dude, and honestly,
fucking
Little Steve from being on The Sopranos and fucking Max Weinberg from fucking being on Conan. The guys in his band are better than him.
And
I agree. Little Steve, he's amazing.
Slipknot.
And Slipknot.
That was a lot of fun. We're having a great show
here. That was wild.
I think we got to take a little break because Joey's going to piss his fucking pants.
Do it. Do it right now.
And I need to get over this fucking hair metal hate. I gotta go rethink my friendships with you guys for a second. I might have. When we come back, I might have a new number one friend. Okay, that's how my life's going right now. Okay, after this. Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll be back in a couple. We'll be back.
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 And it's time. Rank number three, the third band of the year. We've done Guns N' Roses. We've done Primus. Now we're going to do the Pixies.
Number one band.
So, third band of the year. It's our second one from the Ultimate Bucket Challenge of at the end of 2021. And so, as everybody knows, if anybody's been listening to this.
And also, if you're listening,
we are
now on Apple Podcasts, finally. I got the confirmation.
Wow.
It only took like 4 or 5 months, but we're finally on Apple Podcasts. Ooh. So if that's where you get your podcasts,
it's good
you can
stuff.
Switch over there. Anyway.
So, all right. I'm going to throw... I got a curveball.
Oh, boy.
I got a curveball.
Oh, boy.
All right. So we do the way that we do it in the house of the stairs or the house of the ranks. Is we do it alphabetically. I'm going to throw something out. I don't think we have to do this, but I'm going to throw it out there just on the cuff because I've won the last
two. I think I know where you're going, and I like it.
I have a little bit of power. I think we should go reverse alphabetical order.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm in.
All right. Let's do it.
I'm in.
I had this idea on Monday, and I had it typed out.
Going backwards.
I had it typed out in the group text, and I had a huge thing, and I said, you know what? I'm going to save it for when we're live.
I love it. I'm ready to go.
I love it. How many times, like last week with Primus, like the bulk of their good stuff is from like L on in the alphabet. So let's switch it up. All right, here's a new
Jim. Are you okay? Are you able, Jim?
I'm done. It's already done. We're ready to go. Okay. I'm ready to go.
We're going to go from.
I love it.
Whoever wins the following week, you get to pick A to Z or Z to A.
Okay. I love it. I love it. I love that we're continually improving. We're continually innovating. It's like I'm at work. It's wonderful.
Wow. And we're going to kick this fucker off.
You need to tell to the listeners. How many total songs what am I telling between to the three of us, 430 songs? Oh. So I think that's an interesting thing. Between the three of us, we are at...
Yes, I like that, Washkush.
We have a total of 59 songs that will be somehow narrowed down to 30.
This has got to be our most...
It's
got to
be
our most scattered.
Yeah, it's pretty damn close because this is
pretty
wild.
I usually do like a highlighting thing when people are saying something. This I don't think I'm doing it this time because I don't even fucking know.
I'm just highlighting to make sure all my songs
go in.
Right, yeah.
And
just
I'm
go
switching
in.
Switching my
just
marks. I haven't done yellow yet this year, so you know what?
We're doing the Pixies. Yellow. They got 7 albums. Everyone, guaranteed, anybody listening, all of your favorite bands, the Pixies have probably influenced
especially
them.
If you love 90s.
Correct.
Alternative rock.
Yeah, if you love 90s, good point. Because good point, yeah.
And the thing is, so, you don't even know.
This is my Metallica. This is my Maiden. This is it. This is my night. God. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
You've been waiting for this for fucking 7 days.
He does this every Friday.
Oh my god!
At every new band, Jim's like, "This is my new favorite band." Oh my god, it's amazing.
Stop it! I never redid my list until now. This is life changing for me. I'm a new man.
Yeah, but your new list contains like
wild.
Three bands you just discovered in the last year.
Alright, so we're gonna.
Just
so Jim's
stop.
Gonna say the song.
Stop.
Washkush is gonna tell his rank. I'll tell mine. Jim will tell his. Gonna be a lot of fucking
arguments and fun and great.
Ones and...
Let's start it off.
Let's do it. We
starting at Z.
All right, our first song comes in
Pixies.
at W, and our last song, which is our first song, is the song Winter Long.
That's a huge song.
Which Washkush shit all over. Oh, it's not a Hugh song.
It's not a Hugh song. No.
This is a Jimmy song. Winter Long, off the B-sides or whatever it is. Number 12. What a fucking song.
Oh, my God.
What a fucking song.
Wow.
Here we go right on the game.
Toe-to-toes, part two. I do not have that on my list.
This is toe-to-toes all over. No, you don't. I know you don't. Number 12. That was a top 10 for a while.
I don't have it.
Keep going.
No. All right. Our next song, featured on the Fight Club soundtrack, overplayed, kind of trashy, Where Is My Mind? But it's a Pixie song, so it should be number one.
This was the first and only Pixie song that I heard and knew going into this. And after going through the entire catalog, I'm like, okay, it's not as good as I thought it was. 28.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ooh, Jesus.
I have Where Is My Mind at 18.
All right.
Okay. I have it at 25.
Okay, so that's a number
one. Jim, I thought that Pixie song was best. It's all one.
It's number one. They're all I can't argue any number. This is fantastic. What a great choice. All right, our next song. The opening track off of... I forget what album it is, because I'm still figuring this out as my number one band.
You know the opening track of every album, don't you?
All right, coconuts, relax. Listen, what goes
this ain't
boom?
Reality. What is it?
Who's got what goes boom? It's a great song, fucking great song. What a great song.
Taking a 5.
Oh my god!
Are you
leaving a bit?
What? What?
What?
I don't have it. This is.
I don't have it either. I don't have it either. Oh my god!
Oh my
I love
god.
It. You know what?
How do you guys
I
not
love
fucking
it. I respect
have
it. It's so good. It's so fucking good.
Jim,
it would
can't
be
wait
31
to
on my
shit
list.
You have.
It would be with the shit I
what
have.
What goes boom?
There's
is
nothing
just
shitty.
Straight up rock in your face. Like here you.
Yes, it is. It's
so great,
much
Jim,
in my
that
face.
It's not
that it's number 31. Listen, if we were doing 1 to 100,
we're not doing
on
100.
My list.
We're doing 1 to 30.
I was forced. I was put into a corner with my favorite band of all time, the Pixies. Here, okay. Making me pick 30. That's unfair. That's like making
oh
me pick
God.
My favorite child. I can't do this. Our next song. Yeah. Our next song. Wave of Mutilation.
Nope.
21.
I didn't even need to look at my list. I know I don't have that one.
Yeah, because you hate Doolittle.
Sorry.
Jim, no you're not.
Wow. Jim's taking five.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wow. Our next song, Valoria. Such a good song.
So good, it's not on my list.
So good. Jim?
Or Hughes.
Hughes goes next.
Oh my god.
Plead the fifth. The top ten. Wash Gush.
Oh my
god.
Hughes, if I was going to put that on my list, it would be 31.
Oh,
so I don't have it. Oh my god.
Jim, you...
What the fuck?
Oh my god. This is so good.
Jim is such a liar. Every picture song deserves to be one, but...
It does deserve to be one. It's such a good song. It just... I was forced to pick 30.
Jim's like no Pixies left behind.
Watch it like...
I was forced to pick 30.
3 weeks from now, Jim's
going to
be like, the picks what? Who? What? What are you talking about?
Okay. Uh-huh.
I heard Guns N' Roses might, you know, put out a new album or a new song and...
Oh, it's trash. We already know that it's trash, so stop it.
We know it's trash. Stop. You were going to be like, oh my god.
We don't. Oh,
if
no,
it doesn't
it's trash.
Have Matt Sorum and Gilby Clark, Jim doesn't
oh
want
Oh my god,
it.
Here we go.
Actually,
oh, Jesus Christ.
You know what?
This
I heard
Axl's
leaving
oh
the band
god.
Miles Kennedy's going to join.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, keep going. All right.
You know
how
what?
Those
they
Blaze
just
albums
released,
work
they
out.
Released another song,
Here we go.
Slash and Miles. I didn't listen to it.
I was listening last night. What's the next song? Slash and Tom Morello have a song together.
Oh, my God. Life changing.
You guys
wow.
been listening to Lithium? They've been doing the drum clinic thing where they have, like, drummers, like, talking about their favorite songs. There's, like, Chad Smith.
Yes,
and then
I did hear
Jimmy
some
Chamberlain.
Of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard the Jimmy Chamberlain and the Chad Smith. They were pretty good.
All right. Next song. Next song.
Vamos.
I got that one.
Such a good song.
Five.
No, you're... Are you fucking serious? 26.
All right. At least you got it.
Yeah. I don't have it. It'd be 31 on my list, okay?
Jim, you can't say that every song you don't have would be 31.
Jim is not a true Pixies fan.
Yes, I am. Vamos is great. It just didn't, you know, I was forced
you
to
have
pick
that
30.
I love that song.
That
oh, I love the drums in that
so
song.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Yowza. All right, our next song. I'm Chugalaga on the Side of the Road. I'm Chugalaga on the Side of
18.
The Road.
I got that at 30.
I got that at 27.
Okay, so we all got it.
Pretty so
good.
As of right now,
like
that's
that.
The number one
yeah.
song.
Okay, yeah. It works. Our next song is Trompe Le Monde.
Good album. I don't have it, though.
Such a good album.
I don't
Such a
have
good
it.
Song.
Jim, where do you got it? 5.
No, you... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Wait, let me ask you guys real quick, just because as I'm keeping scores here, doing you guys, neither of you guys had Valoria, right?
No.
So we've all said three songs in our top, three or four in our.
So for you listeners at home, Matt and Jim are deaf.
Oh my god.
For all you listeners at home, Joe and Jim are deaf.
Whoa! This is my number one band. Nobody's deaf with the Pixies. They all deserve to be number one.
I created a monster.
Yes, you did. It's turning on you now, Hughes. You did this, you bastard.
Some kind of monster? Boom.
No, you don't get to say that when you put Lars on your
Hughes,
top 10.
Hughes, I've been playing bass all day, and earlier I saw a cat out front, and I tried chasing it to keep it, but it ran away from me. So you've really created a monster, okay?
This is
I'm
wild.
Just saying.
Yeah, you're
this
good.
This is it.
Whew.
All right. Our next song is Tony's theme.
He's a superhero.
Yes, he is. It's fantastic. Such a good fucking
21.
Song.
21.
Love it, but don't have it. It'd be my 31.
Okay, I respect that. I have it at 11.
Wow.
Okay.
What?
It's because
what?
Kim sings in it.
What? What?
This is a theme for Tony. Tony's theme is great because Kim sings on it, but what's crazy is that when the Pixies got back together in 2003, they were together from like 2003 to 2014 and didn't really do any new music. They did one single, that, I forget the name of it, but Kim wrote it. But then when they made Indie City, they had like, I forget who the bass player is for that, but it's not Kim, and then Paz Latchman or whatever became in there. So it's like, it sucks that Kim's not there because you love the original, but
you would love
the
original.
I will say this, Kim has an incredibly sexy voice.
Wash
there
Kush,
it is.
Geez.
That's exactly
That's
what
it
is.
It's the voice.
It's, God damn.
It's a
I know.
Voice. The voice. It's just an incredibly sexy voice.
It just, I don't know, just does something. You know, it's like when we used to climb the rope in gym class. That's all I'm
I was saying this on the break. I wanted to save it for when we were, makes me feel kind of funny. When I was going through the list, I didn't actually have like songs that like I knew were going to be in my top 10 because, like I said, I only knew Where's My Mind. So I was putting 1, 2, and 3 stars as obviously, you know, 1 is good, 2 is better, 3 is best. And 3 would be considered in my top 10. There was only one song that I had that had 4 stars. And oh, wow. It's been my number 1 ever since. So you guys are going to find out what that is soon. But
yeah. I can't wait.
I can't wait. Watchers, I hope we line up.
Oh, we're not
going to
line up, Charlie.
Here we go. Our next song, This Is My Fate.
I got that one.
Who's got it?
27.
What a good song. Nice.
I do not have it.
I do not have it either. That would be my number 32.
Oh, okay. Now you're going up numbers. You got 331s, and now you're at a 32.
I'm just saying. Our next song is There Goes My Gun. Great song.
Yeah, my gun's great not song. Loaded. As in, I don't have it.
5!
I don't have it. Jim, are you fucking kidding me? It's my number 33. I'm sorry.
You guys
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Did you guys listen to this?
Ooh. Yes, so it's fantastic. Number 33 for me. All right, next song, The Sad Punk. We know Washkush is all over
that
this.
Was a 3-star until I started listening to more.
Ooh.
That's at 19. That was the last minute drop today, right before
have
work
it.
Was over.
I don't have it. I don't
when
have
I think
it.
Of Sad Punks, I think of Attack from Both Sides.
All right, our next song. Oh my God, is off the first EP of the Pixies. This song is the Holiday Song.
What's this from? Come On Pilgrim.
Jim, is this like an unreleased song that like no one's ever heard of or something? Or
no, it's not from Come On
they
Pilgrim.
Had the little
the thing before. Yeah,
I do not
yeah.
have.
That's a
the
Jim
Holiday
song.
Song.
This is a Jim
it
song.
Is. I don't have it.
What? Really?
I don't have it.
You guys don't have it?
Don't say oh, 5.
Jesus.
5. What? Toe-to-toes all over again.
Are you kidding me? How fucking good is it? If you haven't listened to it, you gotta listen to it. It's so fucking good. They play it every concert. Oh my God. Holy shit.
It's like Papa John's. It's pizza. I'll eat it, but it's not good.
You gotta get the garlic butter stuff for the crust, though.
Yeah, 2003. I said that about other things, too. 2003, man. No mercy.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. A little Cobra Kai there.
Yeah.
So no mercy. Strike first, anyway. Strike hard.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, yeah. Strike.
I always come first. But anyway, listen. The Happening. Who's got The Happening? What a fucking classic Pixie song.
Isn't that a Matt Damon movie? Or Wahlberg? Wahlberg. M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie?
The fucking fly was a-killing me. Okay, Matt Damon. Or Mark Wahlberg.
I don't have
Who is it? Who's right. got it?
Washington, you don't have it? 5.
Oh, shit. Wow.
You guys are killing me. You guys are
I don't have
killing
it. That's my number 31. It's my number 31.
What's that? No, wait, Jim. Let me do it for you. That's number 31.
I think there's been one song said where someone said it in their top 10
oh,
and another person actually said it on their list somewhere.
Correct.
And it was Vamos.
Correct.
One. It was Vamos.
No. No.
Yeah, Hughes, you like had it lower. I had it in my top 10.
I had Vamos, yeah.
That was the only one so far, so...
No, we all had Where Is My Mind, right?
We all had it, but we all had it low.
But low.
And
low.
I had 18.
Chugga Lugger, I think we had it all, too.
God almighty. All right, what's next? You guys are killing me.
The next song is Tame. Another classic song.
No. Pretty.
19.
All right, 19. Good representation. That would be my number 33. Just put it out there. Our next song is called Talent. Good song.
It's a great song.
It's a Washkush song.
Great song.
5.
No.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's such a 90s song.
This is so bad. I know. It's
you
great.
Song,
I love it.
Like, this absolutely
I know.
Came out nearly.
What album is that on? Is that on Bossa Nova?
So good.
I don't have it.
I keep my scratch notebook here for that reason.
It's
you
okay.
You guys keep going.
Okay. right.
I don't have talent. That'd be night number 41.
That's why you hit the apple.
Okay. Our next song is, it's called Stormy Weather.
Head Carrier.
Good song.
I got Stormy Weather.
Head Carrier. You got Stormy 14. Weather.
All right. I do not have Stormy Weather.
I do not have Stormy Weather. I do have Stormy Weather here. Stormy Weather's a good way to describe it. But not Stormy Weather here. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I like Stormy Weather. It just it was on my master list, like the initial, but I ended up getting cut for fucking The Happening.
Jim, you missed.
Wow. What? All right, tell me, what did I miss?
The letter U, Mass.
What are you talking about? What am I looking at? All right, hold on.
Song UMass. If we're ready.
Yep, you're right, because it had the hyphen in it. It pushed it down. What the fuck?
It should still be.
You know what? Fuck you, Excel. It should be you, yeah, but it pushed it down. All right, good. Good call. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to make that. All right, where did we leave off? We left
Stormy
off there.
Stormy Weather was the last one we left off. I'll keep my finger on it.
Good call.
Aguado.
All right, so Stormy Weather's where we left off. We're good. All right, so our next song, we're going to jump back. Because I don't know why I fucking did this because of the hyphen, but you are absolutely correct, Wash Kush. Our next song should be UMass. U hyphen Mass.
What? Wash Kush. Oh my God. Wash Kush, yo. Wash Kush. Wash Kush. I don't have it.
I know.
Wash Kush.
You're
35.
Oh! Oh! That's the song is right now.
Oh my God.
What a song, man. That song is so fucking good. Oh. All
right.
That might be the deciding song right there.
Whatever
is above.
Holy shit. All
right. So we missed that. Boom. Stormy Weather.
Great.
All right. This is off the new. Whew. All right. This is off the new album, Saint Nazir. Desire, Naziri, whatever it is. What a good fucking song. I love that.
Saint Anger.
I do not have it.
I do have it at number 29. Ooh. Our next song, Space I Believe In. Such a filthy song. Filthy,
Five.
Filthy song.
Okay, look at this fucking guy. Oh my God. Not have it.
I do have it. I have it at number 20.
I got to say something that
but I do have it.
Fall
do
into
have
this
it.
Category of not so much Mastodon. They have some heavy songs, they have some middle of the road songs, they have some lighter songs, and the three favored perspective genres of music that the three of us like is totally shining right through right now.
Yes.
Because every song you mentioned far that I said is in my top five or top ten is one of the heavier Pixie songs.
Oh yeah, you think you hear a double kick, you pop.
No, they
top
don't
five
use double kick.
I get
like,
it because
it's just
so
like
good.
Fast, it's heavy. They're screaming. I'm like, yes, 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 yes. And Hughes is like, no, no, no. And Jim is like, maybe, kind of, sort of. I like it. Nah, no,
just the
yes,
tip.
No, yes, no.
Just
maybe
the tip.
So maybe go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You guys have proven that there's no hope for humanity.
Oh my God. Oh, we're not even halfway through this. Our next song, Something Against You. Who the fuck has that? Because it's such a good song.
What is it? You're 37?
I don't know. We'll get there when I get there.
16.
You're up next. Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Five.
Oh my God. Wow. Wash, because you were right. That was my 35.
Hughes, at least I had it.
I know.
Yeah, no, I love it. That's good. Wash, cheers. Cheers to that.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, the chorus is taking over.
This,
I'm like,
this
I'm
is bad. Of, I know.
I'm struggling.
These pounders. Pounders are hitting. All right. Silver Bullet. Who's got Silver Bullet?
It's doing me good.
What is it? Silver Bullet? One of the
Silver
best
Bullet.
Stephen King adaptation films ever?
The only thing that can kill a werewolf?
Right.
15.
All right. That would be my number 34.
Oh, you,
next
you,
song.
You added that in front of the last song?
Well, yeah, because of that one. And yeah. All right, next song, Rock Music. Rock Music. That's a good song.
Yo, 11. Winner 11.
Oh, he's got it at 11. Okay.
No go. Nope.
I got it at 26.
Okay.
Our next song is River Euphrates.
Oh, such a good song.
I
don't have it either. So good.
What the fuck? I mean, okay, I love it. Oh, I appreciate everyone's opinion. I have it at 19.
You're not going to be mad.
I am neutral.
Nah,
I respect that you guys bailed on such a good song. I respect it. I respect it. Yeah, you guys bailed on a good song. It's a good song. Let's just not put it on. Let's put on fucking Silver Bullet.
Oh,
can I tell you guys
anyway, it's a great song too.
It's coming through. Didn't start diss songs on the Pixies.
No.
Yes, he is.
I love
he
Silver
is.
Bullet.
No,
I love
no,
it.
No, no, no,
I love,
you just said,
you know, it,
let's put
you
on
know
Silver
what?
Bullet. Ooh.
That song, that my only complaint, that song should be called Gold Bullet, because that's what Pixies are. They're gold. Solid gold.
Just, you are Benedict Arnold right now. You are turning on it, and then you're coming back.
All right, what's next?
Our next song, What Happens When Hughes Shits on Sebastian Bach, Ring the Bell.
Oh, you're going to get in the ring, too?
Well, I'm going to get in the fucking ring.
I do not have it.
Who's
I
got that?
I don't know.
I got that. Number 30. Number 30. It's my only song off Indie Candy.
We're not there yet. I saw
we're
a song. I thought
all
we
right,
were there.
Next
we're
song.
Going backwards somewhere.
Ah, okay. Let's see. Our next song is Planet of Sound.
Number 6.
Beer?
Such a good song.
Yeah, Beer, number 6. I don't have it.
I got it at 5.
Damn, you're doing 5 on that? I love it, because I got it at 15.
I don't love that, because
this is all
you,
over
you
the
said
place.
You love the Pixies.
Jesus Christ.
Clearly you don't.
Oh, well,
we
I don't
must
know my number one
to
band
different
of all time.
Just,
you know.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Jesus Christ. Here we go. Palace of the Brine.
That's a huge song. I don't have it.
Is it?
27.
Nice. That's a good song.
Oh,
I don't have
right.
it. Oh,
you're right.
Right.
You're
How about this one? Off, I think it's off Head Carrier, right?
Una.
Una.
Una. Una. It is.
Una.
And I have it. And I got a 30.
Una. Nice. Nothing wrong with that.
I also have Una.
Oh, nice.
25.
I do not have Una.
Make the list.
Okay.
Maybe. What about On Graveyard Hill?
I got it. I got
Who's
it.
Got that? What a gem. What a gem.
20.
Okay.
I don't have it.
I don't have it.
Oh, what a gem. Yeah, I don't have it.
My deepest apologies.
Jim had it at 47.
Yeah. 48. All right, my next song. Oh, my golly.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my golly.
That's what I say listening to these lists.
Oh,
listening
I thought
to these fucking lists. Oh, my golly.
You're not.
I am neutral. I'm just
starting.
I'm neutral.
It's starting.
I'm neutral.
It's
I'm neutral with an opinion.
Debacle 2.0
I'm neutral with an opinion.
I got, oh my golly.
Oh, it's beyond 22. That. It's beyond that. Just wait till you get to my top 5. This is
rolling on
where do you have
watches?
Do you
rolling
have it where?
Dust.
22?
Who's,
I do
who's
not have it, but I like it, but
I
don't
have
it.
I do. 22.
Who's got it? I don't have it.
Washers has it at 22.
Oh, you have it.
Oh,
oh
my
sorry.
Golly.
At 22.
At
22.
Okay. Rolling on dubs.
22. All right. How about Mr. Greaves? Who's got that? Another gem. A gem of a song.
I got Mr. Greaves.
22. Nice. Nice.
That's my 22.
That's your 22. How about
Jim,
Motorway
no?
to... I don't have it. Motorway to Roswell.
Sounds like a
Who's
cool
got
name,
that?
But I don't have it.
Great song.
Actually, next to that, I see it.
I played the 5.
Oh my god, he's 5 in this one.
That's a Trompe Le Monde.
Dude, every single song that's in my top 5, nobody else
nobody has.
I have one
no,
song that
this is
you got...
So
oh no, me and Jim synced up Woo! On one. Me and you, Hughes, we
yeah.
synced up
Dude,
on another
oh
one.
God. Literally. No, no. Seriously. I 5 of my top 5
bad.
Songs have been named, and you guys did not have. It's 5 of my top 10 have been named.
Bad.
I can't even talk because I've been drinking so much.
I've
this
had 6
bad.
Songs out of 10 named. And
this is bad.
One has been named also in the top 10, and another one was named like in the teens, the low teens. That's it. As
I'm
I said
up.
To you guys earlier, I'm fucking winning this.
I watched Krishna at this point. I think you are. How do you not have Valoria, you motherfuckers?
31 for me. I'm sorry. All right, our next song.
What goes boom? You motherfuckers.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what goes boom. Monkey goes to heaven.
That's a gym song.
Holy fucking shit. Now
I have it at
angry.
24.
Now I'm getting a little frustrated. I'm not going to lie to you. I tried to be neutral, but now everyone's fucking with me. Chip, don't tell me
you have this in your top 10.
Boom. Oh, come on.
No. What Chip, a you heard song. Right. I had it at 24.
By that reaction, 24.
I might have been, that might have been a top 5 song. The frustration there.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just getting annoyed now because I thought we were doing this for fun. Now it's getting personal. It's getting personal. I think.
Just right, remember who goes through the ads. It knows what you say and then how you react. So
I'm just saying, you know. Okay.
Pixies. I might have to write a. I might have to write a song is number one.
There, my number one band. Next number song. One of all time. Letter to Memphis.
I got it.
Who's got Letter to Memphis? It's a fucking great song.
I bet you I have it ranked higher than you do.
Yeah.
12. All right,
let's see. Yeah, 12.
I don't have it.
You don't have it? Oh, yeah, I got it at 17.
I'm higher than you, so fuck you. And the horse you rode in on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fuck these horses. How about La La Love You?
How about no?
Oh, Jesus.
How about number 20? Great song.
All right, respect it. I've got it at 24.
Okay, all right. There we go, Jim. I think it's the first one we've lined up on.
I know, how about that? All right, we're getting there.
God.
How about I've been tired. I've been fucking tired.
I'm so tired, I forgot to put it on my list.
Of course you, because you didn't listen to the fucking album, Wash Kush, because it didn't have guitars.
I'm pretty sure every single either, song Jim. Has guitars.
Oh my god.
Jim, don't do a 5.
Oh, this Guys? Is the number 2 song.
No.
No, 13.
What album is he even on?
Such a good song. It's a Pilgrim. Yeah. It's at the back end of Pilgrim.
It's the first. It's like the first EP.
Is it the first? Yeah. But it's at the back end of the album. It's like down the bottom. All right. Here's a special. Me and Wash Kush. I don't know where it's going to end up on his list, though. Is She Weird? We've been talking this song for a week and a half now. Really? Is She Weird?
That, right? That piece of shit song. Yeah.
Is it you like... fucking... Okay.
Take it to 5,
okay.
Wash Kush.
Okay. Woo! Okay. Oh my god, you fuckers. There you go, you two. All right, you know who's winning this tonight? Wash Kush is winning this tonight. Because he's got a top 10 of mine and a top 10 of yours. I've had She Weird at 14. He's winning tonight, just off that alone.
Hughes?
Those two songs carry him.
Yeah, I think Wash Kush.
Thank you.
He wins.
Great song, Wash Kush. Great song. I don't care. Honestly, I don't care who wins this. I'm just so frustrated by this list.
Okay, this next song is my biggest regret of the night. I Bleed. Because I just got done playing this on bass before we started.
It's a great one. I got it at 28.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have it, and I wish I did.
Number 37 and a half, 23.
Oh, okay. Ooh. All right, listen. This next song means everything. The next song is called Hey. I better see some fucking hands go crazy right now, or I'm going to be really pissed off. He doesn't have it.
Wash, are you kidding me? Wash, she's in your... You fucking told us for days.
Oh, my God.
Weeks how much you love fucking Fear Street. It's in Fear Street.
You guys never told me what song it was, and I didn't watch Fear Street, so...
Hey. Yeah, because he didn't watch it. What's... Oh, my God. Oh,
what do you mean you didn't watch it? It's at the end of the Fear first Street. One.
Yes.
Jim.
It's when they're in bed together.
What? Jim, what's between fucking 4 and 6?
Yes! 5! 5! Yes! 5!
I'm stealing it from Wash
okay.
Kush right now.
All right, now it's in the air. Right now. That right there puts everything up in the air. Okay, all right, our next song. This could be the one. This could do it. Here Comes Your Man.
29.
15.
Pimp. Clearly, say that again. Higher on it than we are.
Say that again.
Nirvana totally.
Say that again. Excuse me. Excuse me. Baking powder. Did you say that it's in? What's that now?
9.
Yeah.
I have a 15.
Yeah. Okay.
Nirvana completely ripped that song off.
Yeah, Nirvana ripped everything off.
The 5.
Jim's got the 5.
Man, I'm
oh my
down.
God.
Oh how about God. How about Head On? Who's got Head On?
Wash Kush?
Who's like
such a classic song.
Okay. I have Head On at 29.
Okay. I have it at 21.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All
Respectable. Right. This next song I had to take off my list because of these stupid fucking rules of 30 songs only. Like, what the fuck is this, Russia?
No, it's falling down.
Anyway.
But I did see that we have some listeners in Russia.
This Thank next you. Song is... Yeah, okay, Russia. All right, Hang Wire. I fucking wanted this on my list so bad.
Jim, you were fucking raving about this song all fucking week.
I love this song. I know, it didn't make it.
Wash Kush, don't do it.
I have to just choose 30.
Corey Taylor.
Wash Kush. He's going to do it.
No.
Oh my god. And I respect it. It's such a good song.
It's a great song. I don't have it.
I had to take it off. God damn it. Whew. Alright. Our next song. The maybe the best bass line of all time for the Pixies. A little gigantic. Maybe.
Five?
Mm-hmm. It's a Kim song. Is that a five?
Right.
It's a Kim song.
Yeah, I've got
Walker every day.
This is gonna fuck me. I've got it at 13.
Ooh, shit.
Okay, Hughes. Thanks for joining us tonight, Hughes. Wow. He goes from fucking Sebastian. Okay. All right.
Dude, obviously, I'm neutral. I think I'm the fucking neutral one.
I'm staying neutral.
Here because I don't know.
Wait.
I don't care who wins.
Listen to me. Hold on. Listen, I just want to know, if I'm being fair, I just want to know what I did to make Hughes so angry at me so I can apologize and we can move on from
Remember,
this.
I got Sebastian at number
I haven't
two.
Felt
I
at him at like number nine.
I love Listen, Gigantic.
I haven't felt this much hatred since my father left me when I was three,
wow.
Okay?
Oh and my it fucking god.
It's okay.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, our next song, Ed is Dead. Who's got Ed
There's
is Dead?
There's only one Ed, and he belongs to Iron Maiden. And he is not on my list.
No, oh, here we go with this shit.
Yeah, I don't have it either.
Far.
Ed is Dead. Come on, Pilgrim. No. 22. Relax. Yeah. Relax. All right. Down to the well.
I got that one somewhere. 23.
Yeah.
Nice. 23. What a good song.
I don't have it.
That'd be my 31.
Washer's giving us a one.
Dog
I'm
really
getting the finger.
So we're just talking about.
Want to take a quick break?
Take a quick. We're going to be back in about 3 seconds.
I'm gonna
go.
I got to piss.
I got to let the dog out. She's got to
piss.
So we'll be back.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Oh, God. He uses hiccuping. This isn't good. All right. In 5, 4, 3. We are back.
And we're back. Let's keep it rolling. Jim, what's next?
He just made me go outside and freeze my ass off for nothing. So let's go.
How about we go down to the well?
We just did this one, didn't we?
Who's got down to the... All right, yeah. That was 23 with Wash. All right, I'm trying my fucking best here. My number one band, and everyone's shitting on it.
Number one band, three.
Our next song. Hughes, you and me. Make this work. Dig for Fire. Wash Kush does not have this.
I have it at 17.
Wow.
No, come on.
Seriously?
What? Oh, you know what? I'm just...
That's okay.
I'm
I like it.
I'm neutral. I'm neutral.
You're getting fired the fuck up. You're trying to hold it back.
No, it's the Coors. The Coors is talking.
The Coors is talking.
I'm hurt over Sebastian. What the fuck did Sebastian ever do to anybody in this world?
He's annoying as fuck.
God damn it. Oh my God, he's a little bitch.
You know what Sebastian did? Jim, you know what Sebastian did? He sucked.
Wow. Wow. Okay, gang up on shimmy night.
Hey, it happens. You can't fight. It happens.
Sorry. All right, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah.
All right, our next song. The opening track off of Doolittle. Debaser.
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 Wow. Slicing up eyeballs. Ah-ha-ha. Until I started listening to more. It's on the list. Don't worry. 24.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. I have Debaser at 12.
Yep, I knew that was coming.
Jim, I knew
what
Debaser.
What the fuck?
Was
oh, my God. Come on.
Yeah, I got it at 12.
It might be enough.
It's on the list.
It might be enough.
It's our number one song.
It's on the list.
Wait, let me ask you guys a question.
Well,
have we had anybody have any of our, that we've plead the fifth, have
Jim
anybody
you,
both pled the fifth?
I think
fifth
it was
on?
Gigantic.
Oh, yeah, you guys on Gigantic, Jim and I on Hay.
But the thing was, me and...
Okay. Yes, and then me and Wash Kush on UMass.
Me and Wash Kush on UMass. You had it at, like, 14 or 15, so...
So that pushes it up.
Yeah, then, so Gigantic's on number one right now.
Right. Is it going to hold? Oof. All right, our next song, The Way I Feel Inside After You Guys, Dead.
Might as well stay there, because it's not on my list.
Oh.
Wash, are you fucking serious?
Where are we at with this then?
I have it at 11.
What a good song. That'd be my 34.
Oh, you're 36.
37.
You've already said 31 six times. 34 five.
All right. I'm trying here. Okay.
Sensei Lawrence.
Classic masher.
Just opened up another Yellow Jacket.
He approves. He approves. Classic masher.
That was
second
a,
song
late.
Off of.
That was a late
whatever
cut for a song
is.
You're probably going to say in the next two or three. I do not have it.
I don't have it.
Okay. I don't have it either, so it shouldn't be on here.
That was the one
I
sent
sure
to you
17
times
not.
Where, you know, Hughes is like, reset right. your list, and every time I say it, I, you know, Classic Masher's not on here.
It's so fucking
for
good.
For a couple of guys who have no
oh,
time.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
You guys
go.
Send a lot of fucking messages.
You're just jealous you can't join
go.
In on them.
Okay.
I can't. I'm sorry. But I'm like a bow, 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 bow.
Ooh,
I'm like a
like
working
it.
Man.
Call me the working man. All right.
Or
I get up at fucking 6 a.m. every day.
The
I like
the first
beer
song,
barn.
The first Pixie song ever, Caribou. You've got to respect the first song of a band, right?
Isn't Surfer Rosa their first album?
Wow. No.
Surfer Rose
Come
is
on
their
Pilgrim.
First album, but there's the Come On Pilgrim EP before it.
Come On Pilgrim. Well, that's why you missed out on Holiday Song and Ed Is Dead. And I Feel Tired. God damn it. You need to go redo your list. All right, guys, we'll be back next week to redo the Pixies.
They probably
the right
won't
way.
Make a list
anyway. All right, so. I have Caribou.
Oh, okay. 28. Yeah, exactly.
Caribou,
28. I don't even have it.
It's so fucking good, man. All right, let's see. Our next song is Cactus.
That had an X.
Love Cactus.
Sorry, Jim. That's Jim's 39.
I have it at 14.
Sorry to me for it.
I got it at 14.
Wash Kush, how the fuck do you know my list? That's my 39.
No,
what the
are
fuck,
you kidding
man?
Me?
Come on. Jesus, dude. All right, how about I got a broken face. I love when he does that shit.
I don't know.
Got a broken face.
What?
Oh.
Broken
face,
bro. I don't have broken face.
Oh, my God. All right.
Five.
Oh, Jesus. That hurts me because I wish I did that. I have it at
this
18.
This is the most craziest
I regret that.
10 we've ever had.
Yes, it is. This
is
unbelievable.
We have not had one song where the three of us agreed on a top five
no.
song, or top 10
nope.
song.
Nope. Let me put it this way. The rest of the list, there's no top 10 for me. This is it. We already blew through it. So our next song is Break My Body.
Nope.
Such a good song.
Washka, should you just say no? Five? You fucking idiots. God damn it.
Hughes.
Yeah. Jim.
31.9372 repeating, of course.
The turkey's dead. I'm just telling you right now, the turkey
oh my
is
God,
dead.
This is so bad. I gotta figure out a way.
It sucks because
I don't know
my
how
bonus
to calculate
gonna,
this.
My
I don't
bonus
know how to
calculate
I gotta
top
figure
10,
something out.
Top 10 ways Jim and Washers have disappointed me in the history of falling down the rankings.
Oh, God.
And
Queens of Stone Age, right?
Like
number
this...
one. Pixies, Queens,
well,
Rolling Stones.
Yeah. All right. Jim, you love black and blue.
Do...
You put no fucking songs.
Oh,
to
yeah.
You told us all week how you love black and blue.
Yeah,
Pixies
are
your
favorite
fucking
album.
You have no
band.
Songs.
He's like,
oh,
hang wire. Oh, man, I fucking love that song. It's not on my list. Yeah.
All right. What's next?
Last time I had somebody up my ass this far, they were checking my prostate for cancer.
Jeez, you had
Jesus
a prostate
Christ, dude.
Already?
Wow. I had to because of my issues, my
You're
Lyme
the
issues. They thought I had
us.
Cancer. I got the finger up the butt.
I had
I
a colonoscopy.
I just didn't know. I just didn't know what to.
That shit.
The thing
I had
is,
a, I had an endoscopy down the throat. It was weird.
But the
when
thing
the
is,
doctor
the...
put his. It was fine, like until the doctor put his dick down my throat, and I woke up. I'm like,
well, Hughes, My issue is when he did that, he didn't give me a cup for when I ejaculated, so I didn't know what to do. I just
Doc, anyway, I got a little that's mess a whole here. Other next, story. Next, song, next song. Next song. Next song.
Oh, Doc. I know. I'm just saying. Hey, speaking of it, Bone Machine. That's what I call my doctor.
So yeah, Oscars, where you got it? Man.
Oh man, the disappointment there. That.
I'm sorry, Oscars. What did you say? Five, you fucking assholes.
This is my 40.
I don't want to say. 23.
there's number three moment right there.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, this is bullshit. Man.
This is horseshit. This is
here's one. You know what? You know what? This is perfect. I just broke your heart, and I get to break Washkush's heart, because our next song is Blue Eyed Hex.
Ah, I know you guys don't have it. Oh, okay. So good.
I don't have it.
Yeah. It's so good. My 37.3910 repeating.
Yo, wait, real quick. Picture.
Picture.
Take another one. I wasn't ready.
Okay. Go ahead. Continue. Okay, ready?
All right. Continue.
Continue.
All right. Our next song is... Gotta be a Washkush song. Dude, Balls back.
I've been about this song for like the last 3 weeks. Or
it's such a good song.
I got it at 13.
Such a good song.
It sounds like old school
food. No, I don't have it. Yo, there's only one of my top 10 that anybody else fucking mentioned. Oh, no, wait, there's two. Sorry.
But, yeah, Balls Back is basically this the is blueprint awesome. For the Color and the Shape album by the Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about another toe in the sand? Gotta love the toes, right?
But another toe in the sand. 26.
Okay.
I don't have it. It's trash.
I save my toes for Mastodon.
Which is not the number one song. Sorry, Jim. Well, we've already proven it's not. It was 15.
The next song is Allison.
Isn't that an Elvis
Which is the name
song?
Of my dog.
Allison.
I don't know.
I don't have it, though.
Oh, so much beer.
I have Allison at 23.
I'm using yellow marker tonight, so.
Okay. And our last song, which is the first song, how about a little Alec Eiffel?
Nope.
I have Alec Eiffel at 16.
Hughes, I have Alec Eiffel at 16.
Hey, there we go. There's a little redemption.
There's a good way to end the night.
Song
sort of.
Yeah, like song.
Yeah. All right. We just have to do the fucking hurts. Top 10. This is bad. We have to go through top 10 now.
Top 10.
This is brutal.
Do we need piss do anything?
All right.
We just
number
went.
10.
All right, let's just do this. Let's do that.
No,
let's do
I need this. I need this over with. I need this over with.
I may need to take a piss break before we fuck Jim
we'll
gives
take
us the
a,
number.
We'll take
so let's do
quick
our top
break
10.
Okay, because I got a lot to do.
Way, there's no rambling, and Jim can just get us numbers. But
I have
speaking of
a
numbers,
lot to do. Yeah. This is fucked up.
The only thing I have for I was not aware of that is I was not aware of the fact you guys want to hurt me.
You really want to hurt?
I was not aware that you guys forgot to listen to the
albums. I was not
aware
that you guys just
Come on Pilgrim. Did you not listen to Come on Pilgrim? Did you not listen to the B-sides?
I introduced you to the Pixies. I've listened
what?
To it all.
I've been the biggest fan
what?
For the last
all right,
3 weeks.
You know
weeks.
What? Goddamn right I have.
Oh, man. There was almost beer
oh
on the freaking laptop.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, that was fucking spit all over my laptop.
Number 10. UMass.
Alright. My number 10. There goes my
Why
gun.
Jim's actually got to type because he doesn't know... 10-1.
No, I got nothing on this. Number 10, Trump Le Monde.
Meh. Number 9.
Washkush, 9.
Vamos!
Number 9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number 9, Motorway to Roswell.
What album is that on?
Okay.
That's on Trump Le Monde.
I had
number 9, home. Wave of Mutilation.
Wave of Mutilation.
Wave of Mutilation.
It's a great song.
Numero.
So good.
Jim, Ocho. There's one thing that I think might save us.
The Ocho.
I don't know if it's going to happen.
Planet of Sound.
number 8. Okay. Wow, the disgusting Something Against Bruce. You.
Hey, I had that when he was. I had it at 16.
Yeah.
Whew.
Jim didn't have it at all. That was his 57.36.
Number 8, Monkey Gone to Heaven.
Costanza. That's what I'm calling it from here on out. Costanza. My number Costanza.
The Costanza.
Space I Believe In.
Whew, the quietness. My number 7 is The Happening.
Terrible movie.
Yeah, terrible movie.
I didn't even watch it, but somebody told me the plot.
Number 7.
Your mother!
And I'm like, wow, that sounds fucking awful. He's like, it was. He's like, just be happy you didn't waste money on a movie ticket. I'm like, I am.
Yeah.
All right. Number 7. Here Ooh. Comes your man.
Oof.
Here comes your man. Do 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 do. What a great fucking song. Yeah, fuck
number
you.
Six. Six. Watch six. The number of the beast.
Here we go.
Talent. I think I stand alone on that one. Yeah,
because... Oh, you're standing alone.
Yeah. My number 6. Ooh. Is She Weird?
Ooh. Wow, this just got serious.
Oh, boy.
Wow, my number 6. Hey. Hey.
Man, nice shot.
Hey. Whores in my bed. Anyway.
Number
5. Numero 5. Cinco. Fucking mighty.
Hang wire.
My number 5. What I feel like I have after doing a rink with you fucking jagoffs. Broken face.
Give it to me, baby.
I got a broken face.
Whew. My number 5. UMass.
Nice.
New song, new album.
It's Collusion.
Every single time. Collusion.
Yeah, Collusion. Right.
We did not have 1 3 banger in the top 10.
We didn't.
This is a first in falling down the rankings.
Correct. This is historic, which is why they're my favorite band of all time.
Numero 4-0, which I don't know. Gigantic. Kim Song. Super sexy voice.
Okay.
My number 4, Break Jesus. My Body.
Oh my god.
Wow. The silence. Okay. Tension is
my
just
number
like,
4.
Cut it with a knife.
Yeah, terrible. My number 4, the Holiday Song.
Just start pounding beers.
Such a good fucking song. Jesus Christ, top 3?
Top 3.
Really let me down.
Hughes.
Top 3.
Yeah. Is she weird? Is she white?
Nice.
Does she
Watch
her. To the night?
I think that's what gets it for you. I think that might be what gets it for you.
That might be the number 1 song.
That would be interesting. Maybe. Fuck. This is... Fuck. I'm neutral. I agree with everything you guys
say. You are so full of shit, your eyes are brown.
I know. Unbelievable.
I agree with everything you guys say. Hughes, what's your number 3?
Your eyes are brown.
Washers, what's your number 3? Wait, did Washers say
is she weird?
Yeah, he said
weird?
Is she weird?
Oh, my number 3. It's number 3. Apparently you guys didn't fucking listen to the band. Number 3, Valoria.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh my god. Number 3. Apparently you guys didn't listen to the band. Fucking DeBaser.
Oh, we did.
I did. I love DeBaser.
I do too.
Should have fucking.
Obviously, listen to
it
again.
I like DeBaser at 12.
God.
I'm good
with
12.
It's good. It's not great.
Oh my god. Oh yeah.
I like when Kim goes DeBaser. That's like my favorite.
DeBaser.
Tony's theme. He's a superhero.
Oh okay.
Listen to fucking Safari by the Breeders. She'll change your life.
I like Cannonball.
Cannonball's great too.
What do we got? Number 2.
We're on number 2.
What goes
boom?
What? Oh my
wow.
God.
Wow.
it's one of their heaviest songs.
Yeah.
My number 2.
My number 2. Number two. Bone Machine.
Respectable.
Bone Machine.
I do respect that.
Okay, Bone Machine. Hughes.
I think
has
I should probably have Bone
two.
Machine higher, but
yeah, I think you should too.
Even if I did, it probably wouldn't matter much.
Oh my god!
Nah.
Wow.
Jim, what's your number two?
My number two.
Jim, tell us what nonsense song you got at number two.
Oh fuck! Wow. Come on, number two. Dig for Fire. That's my toe to toes. Dig for Fire.
Did I have Dig for Fire?
Yes,
oh, yeah.
You did.
I did. I had
Dig
17.
For Fire is unbelievable. Well,
I'll just say right now, my one and two were Slam Pigs. So.
Oh my god, we're
my
dead.
Number one. I have no idea how the fuck you guys don't have this on your list. It's one of the catchiest songs they
fuck
fucking got.
It?
What album?
Indies.
It's Indie Candy. He has Indie Candy. Oh, you fucking you put Blue Eyed Hex at number
right
one,
it,
didn't
did.
You? Oh my god.
That was the only song that had four stars.
Hey.
Wow.
It's a good song. It's a good song.
It's so good.
Yeah, but it didn't make
an
either
candy,
of your list.
A new
like
no.
Wash Crush. You sat and fucking polluted the fucking group text with telling us to watch Fear Street.
Yeah, yeah, and I didn't know the song, and you guys never told me. I would have actually.
I told you when it was! I told you
did
when
you
it
tell
was!
Me when I missed like 75 messages and just didn't read them? Maybe.
Wash Crush.
Yeah. Probably, most
maybe.
Likely.
Okay, because as somebody who like
because
looks at his phone and sees 900 messages in the falling down the rankings fucking group text, yeah, you might have
today,
missed.
Today, I
number
made a
one.
Fucking phone call
hey,
at work, and
the
I missed
best
60
Pixie
fucking
song.
Messages, and the phone call was 10 minutes
the
long.
The best Pixie song is Hey. The best song is Hey.
It's
number one.
It's Blue-Eyed Hexa.
No, I'm telling you, the number one is Hey. No, that's the song.
No, I think the number one is going to be Gigantic.
Might be.
Because guess what my number
gigantic.
One is?
Gigantic.
Of course it is.
Gigantic.
Of course it is. Let's have a ball,
a one,
guys.
Four and...
God damn it, Jim. Give us numbers.
Let's have a ball.
Jim, you got numbers or you...
Yes. Oh, what the fuck am I? Jesus Christ.
Jim, you need a minute?
I got to add shit up.
All right.
I gotta
go. I gotta go take a bath. I got to go take a piss. Sorry.
Take a bath.
I gotta go wash myself off all the disappointment.
Bath bomb go in
oh
there.
My god.
I gotta wash off all the disappointment.
That was good.
Play some Miles Davis going on, just relax a little bit.
Oh my god.
Maybe, you know what, Wash Crush? I'm not gonna go with Miles Davis, but you know what, Miles, I might
oh,
go with.
No.
Miles
no.
Kennedy.
I'll hang up right now. I'll hang up right now.
Miles
I'll hang up right now.
That's what
I'm
happens
done.
When you fuckers leave Bone Machine off your list.
I'm done.
Hey, I don't mind the first album off Slash and Miles.
No, I hate it all.
There's just so much hate in the heart.
I'm a new man. I hate Slash. There, I said
All right. I'll be back.
All right.
I'll be back.
And we're on break.
Holy shit. This is bad.
All right, Ranksters. We're going to do this. Jim's going to give us
the numbers.
He's going to give us the top. He's gonna
Jim
give us
is
going to
start crying
top
off
30.
Of the top 10 most hated musicians, and then he's going to really start crying.
What?
I have no idea how this is going to go, but I think Wash Crush is going to win.
And I have two bonuses written down. One was from like 3 weeks ago. One was I just thought of like 2 nights ago. So
nice. I have one. It by some crazy chance, if I was to pull off a turkey, which I don't think is going to happen, I have a fucking awesome bonus, but I'll save it for the next time.
The next time.
I think there's one specific right, song that might save Jim, and that's Gigantic. Because you had it as your number one. I had it my number four.
Possibly.
You already know, so we're going to find
possibly.
Out.
Possibly.
Yeah. All right, Jim, give it to
shit.
Us.
I shit. I black everything out. All right, let's go to Rockstars real quick. Rockstars.
Just give us what we
got. This list. All right.
We got a top five? All
right. Here's what we got. Number five, Sebastian Bach. Fuck you guys. Number four, Bruce Springsteen. Number three, Vince Neil. Number two, Kid Rock. Yes. And number one, Uncle Ted.
Fuck.
Love
fuck
it. Yeah,
I can't argue that.
Cheers,
Wash Crush. I know. That's just
cheers.
Fucking, wow. What a piece of shit.
I'm shocked you didn't hear
right.
that, Jim.
Whew. I know. I just ignored that guy.
That's
fuck that
all
guy.
The guy. All
right,
got.
Pixies. No,
Cat Scratch.
Wango Tango.
Right.
It's
yeah.
a Wango?
Stranglehold.
Anyway.
Cat Scratch Fever.
Wango
Tango. And honestly, after that, I don't even know what a Ted Nugent song after that.
I don't even know any other song besides that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie to
you.
Those are the only three I know. Pixies.
Not even that great.
Let's go. Can we go to Pixies? My favorite band of all time. My number one band of all time. I can't believe this. Amazing. Fuck off. Anyway, number 30.
GNR, Zeppelin, Floyd, The Doors. Bands you've been listening to for practically your entire life. 3 weeks. This is the greatest band in the world.
Look. All right, I've been riding the coattails of three albums for GNR for 35 years. I'm tired, okay? I need a break. I need a fucking break, okay? I need a real
break. You got your break.
Okay?
You got your break, but you didn't put Break My Body in. Jesus fuck. Give us the numbers.
Jesus Christ. Here we go. Number 30. There Goes My Gun. Number 29. Where Is My Mind? Number 28. Vamos. Number 27. Motorway to Roswell. Number 26. The Happening. 25. Talent. 24. Rock Music. 23. Hang Wire. 22. The Holiday Song. 21. Break My Body. 20. Tony's Theme. 19. Monkey Goes to Heaven. 18. Alec Leifel. 17. Valoria. 16. Wave of Mutilation. 15. What Goes Boom. 14. Letter to Memphis. 13. Space I Believe In. 12. Blue-Eyed Hexie. Number 11. Something Against You.
Hold on one second.
Wait.
How was that 11? What are we waiting for? Something Against You.
Okay.
Alright, go ahead.
Continue. I trust the points.
Hughes and Washkush both said it. 23-15, 38 points. Higher than Blue Eye Hex at 35 points.
Give us top 10.
Number 10. Planet of Sound. Number 9. Broken Face. Number 8. Here Comes Your Man. Number 7. Dig for Fire. Number 6. UMass. Number 5, Bone Machine. Number 4, Debaser. Number 3, Hey.
Use one.
Number 2, Is She Weird? Number 1, Gigantic.
Damn. I had 2 out of the top 5 and 3 out of the top 10. No, 4 out of the top 10.
Based on the point system. In third place, with a lame, terrible 85 points, and he should be ashamed of himself, Washkush.
Yeah.
In second place, who should know better, since it's his number one band of all time, Jimmy,
the turkey
leaving Hughes with the turkey.
Oh, no.
He has the turkey.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Hughes has won.
Yep. You know how he won? Bone Machine.
Bone Machine won in form. Oh, my God. Bone Machine.
I should have kept that off the fucking list.
Are you serious? I swear to God, Washkush lost because he did not have hay. Washkush had 85. I had 116. Hughes had 136.
Mr. The Pitch is my favorite band. Never once said, listen to the EP.
Oh, my God, guys. That's a 3 in a row.
Don't look at me. That's three in a row.
I'm fucking dominating your shit.
None of us have ever gotten 4 in a row. So,
yo, what's next week?
I think
week?
I've gotten 3 in a row twice. You've gotten 3
next
in a row
next week.
Now.
Yo, next week.
What is next week?
We're doing our top 30 albums from 1991.
Okay.
Woo! My bonus was so fucking good, man. I'm so
pissed right
now.
I have a bonus.
What's the bonus?
Top 10 falling down the stairs moments.
Are we allowed to say these?
Yeah, are we allowed to say them?
I don't know. It's up to you guys. Top 10 falling down the stairs moments.
You might want to put 15 just in case.
No. Top 10. Top 10 falling down the stairs moments. So anything that involved the band falling down the stairs, your top 10 moments.
So do moments that I witnessed that you two have no recollection count?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, however you want to slice it, dice it, and prep
it.
Oh,
my God.
Your top 10 falling down the stairs moments.
I need my scrap sheet here. I got the juices are flowing right now. Oh, shit.
So it could be shows we played, things that we did.
Jim, not to give away what's coming up soon, but how many albums does the next band that we are doing have?
Eight.
What's the next band?
4, 5, 6, 7.
I'm not allowed to say. He just said I can't say.
I'll tell you on the break.
Okay. No, I know who it is.
The mighty, so, mighty...
Bastards. Yeah. Who just broke
up. Yes. Sure. So, yes.
So we're doing top 30... Jim, let me ask you this, though, and I'm being serious. Are there 30 albums for us to choose from 1991? Because I know there's
from
a lot.
From 1991. If you Google
1991
albums...
Any genre.
Okay.
Your head... is going to explode. 1991
okay, no, I know it is.
Was such
I know it's a
year.
Big year.
Because it was okay. The mix. It's when hair metal died. It's when grunge started to take over.
Okay.
And then you have a lot of underground metal, and there's so much to choose from. I sent you guys screenshots.
Yes, you did.
A couple weeks ago. I know
91's a big year because because we were talking about it last year. So I know there's a lot. Okay.
You've got what?
G&R,
Soundgarden, Chili Peppers. Yeah. Oh my God,
Metallica,
it's endless.
Guns.
It's Metallica. Yes, it's just. Endless.
Yeah.
That's why. That's why I love that year. I don't know if we could do any other year without narrowing it down. You know what I mean? Right. But 1991 is definitely a good year for 30.
So I got the turkey.
So we could argue.
We're
you got the turkey.
No one has ever gone 4 in a row.
I can't believe I won the pick. I can't believe 2022 has been a good year for me.
So you're undefeated so far. Yeah,
you're perfect for 2022. This is insane.
There were a couple songs.
I had it.
Jim, if you fucking put Hangwire in your goddamn list.
Damn it. And if you put Hey on your list, fuck Hangwire.
Well, maybe
Hey.
You said Hey.
Hey.
Hey, listen to Hey.
I said Hey. I say Hey every time. Okay.